New parents have always loved to snap photos of their babies and share them with anyone in sight. Thanks to social media, they can now share them with practically everybody and instantly. New research looks at the maternal motivations to share baby pictures in the digital age. NPR's Elise Hugh reports.
2-year-old toddler Jackson and his mom, Nicole Jednak, hang out at the Prospect Park playgrounds so often that it feels like this is his backyard. His bouncing around on this balmy Brooklyn day makes for many picture-perfect moments, and mom Nicole knows when to snap them and share them.
I can share with my friends and family a picture of Jack, you know, when he walked for the first time at the park or when he kicked the ball for the first time at the park.
She started an Instagram feed featuring photos of Jack when he was born. She hasn't stopped posting since.
Because we're living in a different era where families are not necessarily living in the same neighborhood, on the same block, seeing their grandparents every Sunday, I think it's a really great way for his grandparents and aunts and uncles and everybody in the family to kind of keep up with what's going on.
Jackson is part of the first generation of kids with digital evidence of their entire lives shared on social media. It starts as early as a sonogram image.
Those children have a digital footprint before they were even born.
Priya Kumar at the University of Michigan wanted to know more about the motivations of moms who post photos of their babies online.
Facebook pictures can give us a really unique lens on not only the transition to motherhood, but also that mother-child relationship.
In interviews with dozens of moms, Kumar found that they share to connect, as Nicole Jednak does, and because they see photo sharing as a social norm. The study further found moms consider 4 main ideas when it comes to posting baby photos. Content, what the photo shows. Audience, who would want to see it. Recency, how recently did I share another picture? And convenience, how easy is it for me to share right now?
She's got 2 older brothers. She's like mad afraid of bigger boys.
For baby Bina's mom, Molly Weingrad, photos of her 3 kids are best shared with family only and kept off all social media. Weingrad emails photo albums to small circles.
Since I don't sort of know where things go and what happens to them after you put them out into the ether, I'd like to keep them private as much as possible.
Privacy concerns did keep moms in the study from posting certain images, like naked photos, and moms were selective about their privacy settings. But even still, Kumar's research shows the audience for baby photos is now much bigger than the days of physical photo albums. That makes parents curators, in a sense, creating a public image of a tiny human that he'll one day have to inherit.
You've got the mother deciding how she wants to portray her own identity online, but she's sometimes doing that through pictures of another person, you know, her child. So is she actually using pictures of the child to kind of represent her own self?
How women negotiate the questions of parental identity and public selves is the work of psychologist Daphne DeMarneff. Her 2004 book, Maternal Desire, explored the complex relationship.
People are grappling with identity, and they're grappling with identity when they become parents. And they're also grappling with identity in terms of who we are online. And so it's sort of this perfect storm in a way of these 2 kind of forces that people are trying to manage.
Jednak, Jackson's mom, says she's put more thought into her photo sharing as Jackson's gotten older.
Now, as he's approaching 2, I post much less frequently, you know, maybe every other day. And before it was 2 or 3 pictures a day. I do think that as he's becoming his own person, it's definitely a line that I need to respect. I don't foresee myself kind of exposing his life in this way for too much longer.
How we expose ourselves, how we present our children, and who we really are. Complicated topics that DeMarneff says deserve more thought.
Our public persona, in a sense, is kind of hard to disentangle from our private self. And those are issues that cultures are always grappling with, and this is just the newest iteration.
The decisions we make to snap photos and share them happen in an instant, but their effects can be much longer lasting. Elise Hugh.
Okay, good to see you.
All right.
NPR News.